You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Commonwealth Games 2026, and I'm joined by the Parabola team, or Team Wales, who look rather pleased with themselves after a victory over England in their second set. I'm joined by Stephen James and Julie Thomas. Well, that went pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, as well as it could have gone. We had a little dip in the middle, but I'm just glad to see through. And yeah, great victory. Really, really chuffed.
Absolutely delighted. We've played them numerous times in our preparation, and this is our first really significant win. We've tended to miss out on the tie break because that's just anybody's game. So to win it in two sets is absolutely, well, mega good.
It's a proper game of momentum, and seeing you kind of storm it in the first half of the first set, as you said, kind of dipped a little bit in the middle. How do you pick yourself back up to then clinch it at the end?
I think it's just a case of the directors, like Jamie kept saying, right, dig in, do the same thing you did at the beginning, and talk to yourself. And I do tend to talk to myself and sort of tell myself off and then keep going. And I think Stefan probably does the same type of thing. Just, you know, you just have the directors remind you what you're doing, and it's a process. You just keep doing the same thing and don't worry about what's gone. You can only affect the balls you've got in your hand. So we just dug deep and got to the end.
So having the trust in the directors and having the trust in our own ability and each other's ability as well. So that's how we work well as a team then.
Directors, speaking to all the VI bowlers here at the Commonwealth Games, you really are their eyes on the rink, and your role is so, so vital. Talk to us about how you saw the game going. We saw the momentum ebb and flow. Talk to us from your point of view.
Well, I haven't seen it on the preparation, on the build-up to the games. We took it quite easily, really, and we focused on, because it's such a new format, our focus was on understanding the new format. After that came the technique and the performance, and these guys, they're amazing players in their own right, you know, so it makes the director's life really easy. The secret of being a good director is surround yourself with good players, and that's what we've done.
Yeah, so I think we, like the players said, we started really well. Like, there was a spell towards the end of the first set and the start of the second set where we had a little bit of a lull, but then it's about getting the players back up for it and get back to where we were in the first set, and thankfully we managed to do it.
Going back a wee bit away from the games to how it all started for both of you, can you talk to us a little bit, please, about your sight loss and how it led to, well, where we are today?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with Stargardt at the age of 14. And yeah, it's deteriorated in my journey up until the age of 34, as I am now. But I think it's having a positive mentality, and we're quite fortunate in this day and age that there's technology that can help us with things. So yeah, just as long as you can have a positive outlook on life, you know, we although we're visually impaired, we can still achieve anything. And having bowls in our lives with the inclusiveness of bowls has helped us achieve more than what we'd ever thought we would.
Well, I lost my sight completely out of the blue in 2008, unexpectedly. So I was teaching and became a head teacher, and then just, well, for no apparent reason, my sight just went. So I have, my life is in two parts, really. Part one, so, you know, normal sight. Part two, no sight at all. So it wasn't something I'd expected, and it's obviously quite traumatic. But I have, although I keep saying silver lining bowls, but I mean, I've been to Australia, I've sort of travelled all around the UK, and obviously won medals and done all these things since. So I've got to look at, you know, in a positive light. So.
And it's great to have organisations like yourselves as well who support, as well as our family and friends back home and here. So yeah, we're really fortunate. And yeah, thank you for the work you do.
You mentioned there winning medals. This is your, what, third Commonwealth Games? You've won medals at them before. Whereas, Stefan, this is your first time out. Now that we're at the end of day one, for both of you, how's it been? I imagine it's been a pretty different experience.
Yeah, the experience from day one, even before coming up here, the whole sort of build-up, the kit fitting has been absolutely fantastic. We've had a great welcome in Glasgow, and yeah, we just want to do our best in the bowls, but we'll stay grounded.
Julie, how's day one been for you?
I'm glad it's over. It's been a very long day. But, I mean, we're just grateful that we've got the Commonwealth Games this time round, because there was a scare that we weren't going to have it. So although it's all very different, and it's something quite different to the other two I've been to, because they were obviously outdoor bowls, delighted that it's here. And it's just a case of taking one day at a time, and then when it's all over, hopefully we can be celebrating, because we're going to be on the podium.
Well, I'll leave you with one final question. I'll let you go and take care of that buffet. I know it's waiting. Loads of our listeners are obviously blind or partially sighted. No, I'm not saying they have to go and represent their country at Commonwealth Games and tour the world playing bowls, but if you get any advice for them out there, perhaps have recently been diagnosed with a side condition similar to yourself, Julian, it completely upends their life overnight. Any advice at all?
I've been fortunate that I've had sort of support with family, friends. I know some people aren't quite as fortunate, but there are organisations out there. And just push yourself and don't be afraid to ask for help. I think I've spent a lot of my life sort of dealing with things in my own little way, sort of quietly. And as soon as I sort of reached out for some help or somebody reached out to me, life has become so much easier.
Yes, I would definitely second that. I mean, when you do lose your sight or you experience sight loss for the first time, it can be completely devastating and you don't know where to turn or what to go, you know, what to do. And there are various contacts where you can find all the information you need, because you don't know where to turn, you don't know where you find out information. So there are various telephone lines and contact lines where you can find all that information and then find out the resources and things you need to help you, because it is just like, what do I do? Your first question, what do I do now? Where do I go? So definitely reach out, get into contact with people, and then you will find there is another world out there and there's things you can do. I mean, look at me, who thought I could play bowls, and look where I've been. So, I mean, anything is possible, but you've got to ask.
Don't be afraid to talk about it. That's the main thing. Open up, be honest about it, and you've come to realise you're not on your own.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Julie Talbot, Stephen James, as well as their directors as well, James Jones and John Wilson. Thank you all so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations on your two wins on the first day of the Commonwealth Games.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, buddy.